All right, well, joining us now, he's one of these guys that puts together all these big shows, like the PGA Merchandise Show coming up in a few weeks. Mr. Ed Severl's joining us. Ed, welcome back into the golf shop.
Ah, good morning and welcome to you. It's we had so much fun last year, I couldn't wait to do this again this year.
Exactly. You know, what kind of logistics are involved in putting this thing? I mean, I walk into the PGA Merchandise Show, and this is just a massive event going on at the convention center down in Orlando. How hard is it to get, number one, everything in and out?
You know, it's funny. We've actually done a time-lapse video, and it's just incredible because I was shocked at everything. We actually have 7 days before the show, and if you can imagine, you start with a huge room about, let's see, 1 million square feet. It's all concrete, and by the time you get done 7 days later, you've got the largest golf range in America, indoor golf range. You've got a 29,000 square foot TV studio, and you've got the huge presentations from Titleist and King and TaylorMade and Callaway. It's just incredible. And then about 7 days later, it has to be in concrete. 180 people and about 21 days. So there's a lot that's involved.
Well, last year there was a tank. Did the tank get to come in first?
Well, yes, there was a tank, and I will tell you, I don't want to give away the surprise. There's actually going to be something just as incredible this year.
Oh, come on.
It's just us. You can tell us.
It's just us and our parents listening.
You know what's amazing is that the golf companies like Callaway and Cobra Puma and FootJoy, they get so innovative in their displays. They really have some really, really crazy ideas, and you'll see them this year at the PGA Merchandise Show.
All right, Ed, you've done this long enough and had enough experience. Can that be a net negative for the merchant? I mean, do you ever see a company put together a display that is so amazing that it actually distracts and maybe detracts from the presentation of their products?
Well, you know, the answer is yes, and we actually have some protocols in place to ensure, you know, at the end of the day, the PGA Merchandise Show, as exciting as it is, it's a business-to-business event. It's why we call it the major of golf business. And with attendance increasing every single year, not just domestically but internationally, we have a responsibility, you know, a responsibility to really ensure that business is done. So we actually do review every single exhibit before it is, constructed well in advance. And we have guidelines, and we certainly do things. But, you know, the exciting things you talk about, like the tank, those are things that create talk value. But what's really built around that are workstations, presentation areas. The goal is for PGA professionals and, you know, buyers for all your golf shops to really identify the best products, training aids, apparel that are going to be brought back into the shops to do one thing. That's to improve the game for all you golfers out there listening and to really make it more enjoyable. So while we do talk about the fun, man, there's a lot of business that goes on.
All right. There's a couple of companies that have opted not that have jumped off the page for me, which was Nike and Mizuno. Neither one of them are coming to demo day, that from what I understand, and neither one of them are going to be inside the convention center. But how many total companies coming to the convention center and setting up? How many companies do we have all together?
Well, every major golf company, so you talk about Callaway, Cobra Puma, Ping, TaylorMade, Titleist, Wilson, they were all there, apparel companies, FJ, Ping Apparel, Fairway and Green, Travis Matthews, I can go on and on. There's almost 1,100 companies this year. We are actually pretty much sold out. The show is already bigger than it was last year by 10,000 square feet, and that's net square feet. So in the trade terms, you call that 20,000 square feet because that's the way it works. But, yeah, it's already bigger than last year. And our attendance right now is running double digits ahead of last year. So we expect not only the biggest show we've had, that's here in the last 6 years, but also the highest attendance. And a lot of that's being driven by the PGA Centennial, which is the 100-year anniversary of the PGA of America celebrating the PGA professional.
Well, and do you see the PGA show, and you've been there several years.
Long time.
I mean, do you see it as a litmus test for the health and, a way to sort of gauge how golf is doing? It shrank a little bit during the darkest time, but it seems to be outpacing growth in a number of other ways. Is the PGA show a good indication of the health of the game?
It's exactly what it is. I mean, what's interesting is that you see the people that come there, the conversations that are being had, and we like to say that the PGA Merchandise Show is a great big conversation where we discuss the business of golf, and it is a litmus test. And yes, in 2007, especially 8, 9, 10, the show was smaller, and the industry had shrank. Now, last year, the year before, you started to see the enthusiasm and the conversations that were taking place, the discussions about expanding the game for juniors, the expanding the game for women, expanding the game all the way around in terms of the elements of how to make it more fun. Those conversations are beginning to really bear fruit. The junior game is just growing. The game is growing, and the enthusiasm and the conversations that were had, 3, 4, 5 years ago about what could be, you're going to be seeing a lot. You saw it last year. You're going to see it even more this year of shops talking about how rounds are up. People are playing more golf. Their shop volume is up. So, yeah, it is a litmus test. It's because of the conversations that take place at the show.
All right, well, we're talking to Ed Severill from the PGA Show, and Ed, one of my favorite things about coming down there has always been that area with sort of small business innovation and inventors. Can we expect to see that again, and are you willing to give away any secrets of what we might see in there?
Well, I will tell you, it's expanded.
Oh, that's awesome. No, it's an amazing thing to go in and see these people who've come up with new products, new ideas, and they maybe don't have big money behind them right now, but they're trying to get their name out there. I love it.
Yeah, how many new exhibitors do you have this year?
Okay, right now we have almost 203, to be exact. Not almost, it's 203 new exhibitors, and that includes those in the Inventor Spotlight. And I want to talk a little bit about that for your listeners out there because, you're right. The fact is that in the old days, the merchandise show was about someone taking a booth and just kind of, hoping that they catch someone's eye. So, for instance, Eli Callaway, he started in what we call a 10x10 booth, and he had his hickory stick, and he's now, obviously, Callaway Golf, and obviously he's passed on, but the Callaway Golf brand is there. Headwear, the great caps that are out there that are now owned by Cutter & Buck, they at one time started from a gentleman by the name of Ken Schwartz, who was in a small booth. We've taken that same idea and literally created the Inventor Spotlight for your listeners who are able to literally have a smaller presence, but in a defined area. And we like to call it patented but not commercialized yet. So the next big golf company is going to come out of there, and it gives smaller inventors, like we say, the chance to be able to be found.
Yeah, it's really cool because otherwise some of those products would just get dwarfed. I mean, if you get a guy who has one really good thing. He came up with a really good idea. He did the R&D. He came up with maybe he had the dies made and whatever. He went and he has a small production facility. And you stick him in a 10x10 between Callaway and TaylorMade, he's going to get lost. But you put him in that inventor area, and it's really well trafficked, and he's going to be seen.
Well, Loudmouth Golf is the poster child for that. I mean, they started in as small a booth as you can start in, and look where they are now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, it's interesting. We're exactly why the Inventor Spotlight was invented, no pun intended, was to be able to give people a defined area to say, hey, I'm here. And, I just go back to Ken Schwartz in a head. He said that I'm going to take a small booth when he was just starting out next to a great big apparel company, and he literally would take his caps and throw them on the ground into the larger booth. and people would walk by and say, oh, excuse me, is this your cap? And hand it back to them, and the conversation would start. So that actually was one of the original ideas of, hey, we need to assist the smaller folks that want to start up, and that's what the Inventor Spotlight is all about.
So do you have a feel out of those 200-plus new vendors? Are we talking, you know, equipment? Are we talking knickknacks? Are we talking clothing? Or we got a nice balance of a little bit of everything?
Well, you know, a lot of putters, because, you know, putters are you know, the one item that, you know, much like John Solheim with King, you know, the fact is, you know, people to have a better idea, they have an engineering background, that sort of thing. So you're going to see a lot of putters. Training aids, a lot of training aids from that standpoint. And also apparel. There's a lot of companies that have identified a new fashion style or a new material that they feel will, you know, be a game improvement from a performance standpoint.
Our pals at Antigua, our official apparel provider here on the golf shop, they gave us a little bit of a preview that we're getting away from the highlighter colors and the color palette is going to change back to more like deep jewel tones. I imagine the first place to see that will be the PGA Show, right?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, Antigua is just such a great supporter of the PGA Merchandise Show. They've actually been at the PGA Merchandise Show for over 36 years. We actually celebrated an anniversary with them, so it's your official apparel provider, and they always, always have something new and exciting to present to golf buyers and PGA professionals and LPGA professionals at the PGA Merchandise Show.
Yeah, that's good stuff, and you know, I go to demo day on Tuesday. I spend all day Thursday at the show. So my goal is to see 1,100 vendors in one day. So I've got my work cut out for me, don't I?
Oh, you do. And I tell you, this year, not only will you be able to see those 1,100 vendors, but there's also going to be new areas like the technology pavilion. And you say technology pavilion, you mean like technology and golf? Well, this is the business of golf. And as such, you know, retail golf shops are retail shops. And so you'll see a new area dedicated to the point of sale systems, tee time systems, the technology side of running the business of golf. So there'll be a new area there for you to explore. And when you're really, really hungry after walking out and seeing all those 1,100 exhibitors, we actually have a brand new 19th hole that we've added. The convention center has actually added some new space, and we've taken it and created a great new food and beverage area.
That is awesome. That is, I can't wait to get down there in a few weeks, not only because there's a cold blast of air coming up here in the Carolinas, but I'm hoping it doesn't make it down to Florida so I can actually play golf. So,
well, the long-range forecast, which I watch every single day, we've got clear skies. It's going to be sunny, no rain for demo day. And while I can't say that the forecast is going to be hot, 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 it's not going to be cold, cold, cold. So it's going to be a great time in Florida. And for those PGA, LPGA, and golf industry buyers who have not yet registered, make sure you go to www.pgashow.com. This is an industry-only event, so it is open only to those involved in the industry. However, we have an unprecedented number of hours live on the Golf Channel that all the golfers at home will be able to watch the show and demo day as well.
Yeah, and there's a bit of a gray area there that does offer the opportunity. I mean, if you're on a board of directors, for example, at a country club, and you work with the golf shop and help them with their buying, there's an opportunity for some of those people who work in the golf industry, maybe not every day, all day, to get down there and be part of this. Is that correct?
Yes, and you know, the machine, I like to call it, that we have surrounding the show. The fact is, you know, there's nothing that beats being there in person. The conversation, the face-to-face, you know, with all the electronics today in terms of our digital ability to communicate, the reason why attendance has grown at the PGA Merchandise Show, and quite frankly in all trade shows, is people have lost that connection to be able to talk face-to-face, to be able to really understand the feeling behind the words and to really touch the products and that sort of thing. However, we have so many other ways for those that are not involved in the golf industry to be involved. Our social media aspect, you'll see us all over Twitter and Facebook and Periscope, certainly Golf Channel, radio shows. So, yeah, the communication and the coverage of the show is unprecedented. So there are other ways to interact with the show.
Well, Ed, man, we really appreciate you hopping on with us. I'm excited to get down there in a few weeks and see what's happening with the PGA and the PGA of America and the golf industry in general. So we look forward to it.
Well, thank you again. I hope we can make this a yearly tradition. Last year was fun. I think this year was even more fun. We look forward to seeing everyone at the 63rd PGA Merchandise Show at thepgashow.com if you still haven't registered. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
All right. Thanks, Ed.